USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has landed in Europe as part of his first trip overseas as president. Biden taking part in both the G7 and NATO summits, along with the US-EU summit. The president also with a message for soldiers stationed in the UK.
There's nothing that Jim and I enjoy more than spending time with our troops and their families wherever we go in the world. I had the great honor of being in and out of Afghanistan and Iraq well over 27, 28 times. I think Jill's the only second lady in American history that's gone into a war zone, into Baghdad with me as well.
A report from the Inspector General shows police did not clear a crowd of Black Lives Matter protesters for former President Trump last summer. The Interior Department IG saying they cleared the protesters because they turned violent. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It may be the biggest cover-up of our time. Was the coronavirus created in a lab? And did the Chinese government hide the truth? Now, Steve Cortez and Jen Pellegrino give you the shocking truth on their hit Newsmax show, Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is already the fourth largest cable news channel in America. And all this week, Cortez and Pellegrino tell you the real story about the coronavirus the big media won't tell you. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, find Newsmax for free on your smart TV, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, or more. And remember, you can download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. Join millions of Americans turning off the old cable news and going to Newsmax for real news they can trust. Check Newsmax out today.
The rise of the COVID-19 Delta variant in the UK has sparked fears of a new wave of the virus and could endanger plans for a full reopening of society this month, despite one of the world's most successful vaccination campaigns. Dr. Ajish Jha is the dean of Brown University's School of Public Health. He tells NBC's Today Show why we need to keep our eye on this new variant.
It is by far the most contagious variant of this virus that we have seen throughout the whole pandemic. It's what has caused the huge spikes in India. It's causing serious increase in cases in the UK, despite the fact that they're very vaccinated. So it really is a problem. The good news is our vaccines seem to be holding up quite well, but the contagiousness and potentially the lethality of this virus, that's really what's concerning many of us.
A new poll from CreditCard.com found that 44% of people surveyed say they're willing to go into debt to treat themselves to a post-pandemic spending spree. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Vice President Kamala Harris says she'll visit the southern U.S. border eventually. She just wrapped up a two-day trip to Mexico and Guatemala. Harris meeting with the Guatemalan president to discuss the root causes of illegal migration. Former acting director of ICE Tom Homan tells Fox News he believes Harris needs to be at our U.S.-Mexico border, not Guatemala.
The president of Guatemala said Biden's border policies will cause a surge. The president of Mexico has told them. They know it causes a surge. You don't have to go to Guatemala to tell people not to come. Their actions speak louder than the word. They see thousands of people being released to the United States. They see ICE is no longer doing interior enforcement operation. Their actions speak louder than the word. So they try to hide from the data. They try to hide the fact that President Trump had a 70-80% decline in illegal immigration. And Biden's border policy has completely reversed that. You know, it really upsets me. Why don't come out here and go to the border and talk to one single border patrol agent and ask them what's causing the surge? She's afraid to hear the truth.
Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer's approval rating has dropped 8 percentage points from 58% to 50%, while her disapproval rating rose from 38% to 44%. The drop in support comes after a series of scandals, including going to the bar with more than 6 people, which violated her own administration's order, and flying a private jet to Florida to see her father while she ordered fellow Michiganders to stay home. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.